And welcome to our next journey introspection. This one has a similar structure to the emotional journey, but we have a different way to drop down through the levels of emotions. And again, make absolutely sure that you've got some private space and some quiet time here without interruption. So phones off, let people know that you're going to be taking private time for the next 1 to 1.5 hours. So you can just let go with me here and really fully participate, feel whatever needs to be felt, speak whatever needs to be spoken, and just get the best out of the process. So then when that's set up, just find a comfy position in your chair and you can sit and close your eyes and stay awake for this process. Even as you relax and turn inwards, even as your mind winds down, stay alert, stay focused, stay awake. And then take a nice long deep breath in and let it all the way out. And a second long deep breath in and right out to the end of the breath. And keep the breathing slow and deep like this, letting each breath relax you, open you. Invite the mind to quiet and wind right down. And then turning all awareness inside and considering this question. If you could no longer rely on the blanket of depression, the suppression, the shutting down or deflation of your emotions or physicality or mind, if you couldn't rely on any of that, any suppression or deflation, to protect you from what you're really feeling or facing emotionally at a deeper level. In other words, if you had to be fully open, exposed, authentic emotionally in life from now onwards, what's the worst that could happen? What does your mind say is the worst that could happen? If you were emotionally exposed like this, what are your fears? And so speak that out. What's the worst that you fear? The worst that could happen? Great. And if that were fully welcomed here, that scenario, that fear were present, how does it really make you feel emotionally? How does it make you feel? So just allow the feeling to come flooding and open and welcome all of it. And as you let the feeling grow even stronger, ask, then what's the worst that could happen? If this first thing happened, then what's the worst? Name that. And how does that really make you feel? Emotionally, how does it feel? Welcome all of it. Speak it out. How does that feel? And if that happened, then what's the very worst that could happen? And how does that really make you feel? Speak it out. And keep inquiring in this way. If this happened, then what's the worst that could happen? Keep emptying it out. How does it make you feel? Speak it out. Then what? If all this happened, then what's the worst that could happen? What's the very worst that could happen? Welcome it into consciousness and ask, how does this really make me feel? And keep opening and dropping through in this way. What's the worst that could happen? Then what's the worst that could happen? Speak it out. How does this feel? Speak that out. Then what's the worst that could happen? How does that feel? If that happened, then what's the worst? And even then, what's the worst? Deeper and deeper until some of your real core fears expose themselves. Even if it comes to a point where you're overwhelmed, keep naming it. Or incapacitated, keep naming it. Even if you fear you die, keep naming it. Until you get to a point where you go, well, it just doesn't get any worse than this. So what is the absolute worst that could happen? And how does that make you feel if you welcome it to be here? Welcome it in consciousness. And taking this feeling and just opening right into the heart of it, welcoming it all. Whatever feeling is here, you go right into the core and expand right into the essence. As you relax with it, welcome it, expand into it. What is this? Just whisper it out. And let go, surrender into the heart of this and into its essence. Its absolute essence, expanding, surrendering, letting go completely. What reveals itself? What is this? Let go into its heart. And its heart, expanding infinitely, universally, until everything becomes light and spacious. Keep letting go. Until infinite awareness is here. An infinite awareness that can show up in so many ways. It can show up as love, as bliss. It can show up as the divine. It can show up as oneness. Omniscience. Pure being. Keep opening until there are no boundaries. Just rest as this. And now right here in this open awareness, imagine a campfire, the nature of which is boundless truth, boundless freedom. And imagine a younger you sitting at this fire. And now picture the present you sitting at this fire. And also at this fire is a mentor of freedom, of enlightened presence, one in whose infinite wisdom you can rest and trust. And now ask, who else needs to be at this campfire? Who should be here? Just welcome them. Who should be at this campfire? Who needs to be here? Just take a look around, welcome them. And you'll notice that maybe one person will step forward, and this will be ultimately the person that you'll speak to. The others are here as witnesses. And so welcome whoever needs to be here. Let them be present. And then as we sit in the presence of this campfire of love and freedom, just know that if anyone else needs to be welcomed at any time, that can happen automatically. And they can just sit in witness as we now focus on opening into and sharing some truths that need to be spoken. And so of the people present here, to whom would you like to speak? Let that person come forward. To whom do you need to speak? To whom do you really want to speak? Okay, great. And just know that everyone is embraced by a protective presence at this fire of absolute freedom. Knowing that the younger you may have experienced a great deal of pain in the past, around the issue of authenticity, exposure, truth, and depression. Just let the younger you speak now from that previous pain, saying what really needs to be said, and letting this person hear what really needs to be heard. So really open up here, take the lid off, allow whatever words need to come out to come out. Let them come out of yourselves, speaking in the first person, me, I, from whatever pain is here. From whatever emotionality is here, let the words come up, let them come out, no matter how unkind or ugly they are, let the words be spoken. And you can press pause, let it be complete, and then come back. Okay, great. And knowing that this person was probably doing the best they could with the resources they had at that time, Let them reply from the level of their heart, not from personality, not from ego, but from the heart or from the soul. How would they respond if they were to really open and let the words flow? Let them do that now. You press pause, speak the words out so your own ears can hear. Take as long as you need. Excellent. And if the younger you could reply to that, what might you say? If you really dug deep inside, if you took all lids off, if you were completely exposed and allowed the words to just come, to flow through you, if they were almost none of your business and you spoke from the heart of whatever is here, what would you say? Speak that out loud so your own ears can hear. Press pause, take as long as you need, and then come back. Great, thank you. And if this person were to reply again, not from the level of personality, but from a much deeper, more authentic place, what might they say? If they were really open to speak the deepest truth, what might come out? You stay open to hear and take as long as it takes. Let the words be spoken so your own ears can hear them. Press pause and then, when you're done, come back. Good, thank you. And once again, from the deepest level, what does the younger you reply to that? Now keep emptying out, keep conversing in this way, both ways, until there's complete emptiness here. Speak the words out so your own ears can hear them. Speak from the heart of whatever's here. No holding back, all openness, welcoming anything that arises to be spoken, shared. Let the conversation flow until there's nothing left to say. Take as long as that takes. So press pause, and then when you're ready, come back. Wonderful, thank you. And now just check if the mentor had something to add. What might the mentor say? What wisdom or advice or realization might the mentor share? Just open to hear and press pause, let the mentor share with you. Okay, cool. And I'll just check, does anyone have anything else to add? Whatever conversation needs to take place here so you come to completion and emptiness, so forgiveness can flow. Let that take place right now. Press pause, let it happen, then come back. Fantastic. Okay, and so now imagine a big movie screen at the campfire. And invite into consciousness any old memories where the younger you felt triggered into shutdown or emotional blocking. Sometimes when you reacted by collapsing emotionally or energetically, or when you felt overwhelmed or diminished by life, what memories begin to arise? What do you recall? Great. What specifically took place? What else took place? What else caused this collapse or shutdown or overwhelm? Beautiful. And so for now, put these memories up onto the screen. And as you watch the screen, let each memory play out the way it did play out at that time. Right to the end, you can bring the main or most potent memory to the center of the screen, and the other memories can fit around it like a border. Take as long as you need for them all to play out, right to the end, the way they did play out. Press pause here, give that time, and then come back. Okay, good. So allow the screen to go blank for the moment. Now invite the younger you to come down off the screen and sit at the fire with the present you and your mentor. And ask what kind of internal resources you could have used which would have been helpful at the time of those memories. What emotional resources would have helped you, would have allowed those memories to play out more healthily, more organically? What resources could you have used? Just speak them out. These are resources like self-love, self-acceptance, appreciation, courage, the ability to feel, the ability to communicate. So whatever resources are useful, just speak them out. And then go ahead and put these resources into a big, colourful balloon bouquet and hand them to the younger you, letting the younger you breathe in each of these qualities, letting them suffuse the whole body. Breathe each of them in. Feel the qualities go right deep into you. And now let the younger you step back up onto the screen and see and experience the way they would have happened, the way these memories would have played out more beneficially, more healthily, if you'd had access to those resources at the time. Just let them play out the way they would have played out. You can press pause here and give yourself time, and then when you're ready, come back. Okay, great. So what happened this time? How was it different? And how did you feel differently when each of these memories played out the way it did play out? Fantastic. And so for now, let the younger you step down off the screen and rejoin you at the campfire. And now as awareness comes back to this campfire, ask the younger you if there were some unhealthy or unsupportive beliefs about emotions or openness or depression or exposure, whatever it is for you, about life itself maybe. If there were any unsupportive beliefs, unhealthy beliefs that you picked up on some time ago, if some of these are here, what might they be? What are the negativities? Maybe there's some beliefs about how you needed to react or how you needed to behave in order to survive. Or maybe there are old beliefs about depression and what it means to be depressed. If so, what old beliefs might they be? What might be here? Just whisper those out. You know we can absorb disempowering beliefs and ideas and concepts through people's actions or their words, through society's expectations or through our own experience of life's traumas. So if there were any remaining unhealthy views about life itself, about who you are in that life, what are they? Speak them out. Just take a few minutes, press pause, and then come back when you're ready. And as you open with all these beliefs, just notice, if there were a deeper belief, what might be here? If there was something underlying, something deeper than any of these beliefs, and you opened into it, what is that? Just open and drop into it. Open and let it reveal itself. If there were deeper belief, what might that be? Beliefs about yourself, beliefs about life, who you are, what you are or are not capable of. Keep opening, deepening. What's next if there were deeper belief? What might that be? Whisper it out. And if there were an even deeper belief than this, what might that be? And deeper still, what's here? And even deeper. And then if there were a belief underneath all other unhealthy beliefs, maybe right at the core of all other unhealthy beliefs, what might that be, the deepest of unhealthy beliefs? If there were a prime foundational belief that shored up all the others, on which all the others were predicated or built, what could that be? What might that be? Just open with it. Just explore. If there was a deepest belief, what is that? Whisper it out. If there were a foundational belief and it didn't get any deeper, what is that? Just whisper. And notice, how does it really feel to contemplate or admit that belief? What does it bring up for you emotionally at the deepest level to recognize this? Good. And then ask, if you could no longer hold on to this foundational belief, if you could no longer rely on it to protect you somehow emotionally, what would you really feel if someone came and stole away your ability to believe this, pulled the rug on it, took it away from you so you couldn't believe it anymore? What would you risk feeling emotionally at the very deepest level? So just imagine someone coming and stealing this belief from you, and stay emotionally open. What do you feel? Just allow it, welcome it. Beautiful. And now just free fall into this emotion. Surrender to it completely, no matter what. Fall right into the core, into the epicenter of it. Keep letting go into its heart and into its heart until it's done with you. Just keep opening into it. And if it grows more and more intense, let go more completely until it decides to finish with you. Keep falling in. Allow yourself to be devoured if necessary, obliterated if necessary. Fall in until it's absolutely complete. And then notice what's here, what remains right in the heart of all of this, right in its essence, what's here? And just expanding, opening, letting whatever this is become light, uplifting, positive, expanding infinitely in all directions. Until there are no boundaries. Just expansive awareness that can give rise to any beautiful experience it wants. Any quality, any facet. And rest is all that's positive. And then come back to the campfire. And welcome a representative of all your old restricting beliefs. Someone or something that represents or embodies the whole consciousness of those beliefs. Like a spokesperson. Representative. And in the realization that all the old beliefs were put in place and maintained in the mistaken belief that they would bring you specific benefits, maybe protect you in some emotional or physical or mental way, now let the younger you dialogue with the belief's representative, asking what its positive intent was. I'm staying open to hear the support, the benefits that were intended. So what were the supposed benefits of hanging on to this old negativity? Let the belief's representative reveal those. Press pause and listen. When you're ready, come back. And so what mistake was made? And so what were the benefits? What did you learn here? Normally, even our negativities come with supposed benefits. The great difficulty, of course, is that those benefits are massively outweighed by the negativities and the results of those negativities, direct terms in our life. So just notice, what mistake was made here? What were some of the results of that mistake or mistaken belief? What price did you pay for holding on to those old negativities? What did it cost you to believe what you used to believe? So press pause a moment, consider this, speak it out. What's the cost of hanging on to those old negativities? What pain did they bring with them? And then come back. Okay, good. And now ask, what's the deeper, more authentic truth? What's the absolute truth? What is it good to remember? What's of positive, uplifting benefit in your life? What is it good to know? Speak these things out. Press pause, just speak them out. Great. And now let the younger you just empty out verbally, completely, with the belief's representative, expressing anything that needs to be expressed. Anything that has previously remained suppressed or contained, just speak it out from your heart of hearts. Press pause, let the words come. Whatever you need to say to this belief's representative, let the words out of your cells now. And then when you're ready, come back. Okay, good. And if the belief's representative could respond from its true purpose, what might be said? Let the dialogue continue here. Until everything is empty and forgiveness can flow in both directions. So let whatever needs to be said be said. Press pause, let it happen, speak it out. Okay, beautiful. And so, if the mentor had any words of wisdom or advice to you, what might they be? What might be shared? Let the mentor speak. Again, press pause, let it happen, and then come back. Cool. And now just invite the mentor to clear, to cleanse, to spring clean all the old beliefs, to pull them out of you, out of the physicality of you, out of the body, out of the mind, out of awareness itself. And allow them all to merge into the light of infinite awareness right here at the campfire, watching and feeling as they leave the physical body, leave the mind, leave awareness itself, withdrawing them all from head to toe, from the brain and the head, from the heart and the chest, pulling them out of the arms and the legs, the belly, the torso. Let the mentor pull them out from the stuck or secret places, the dark corners, from the cells, from the DNA, from the spaces between the spaces. Let the mentor give you a huge spring clean, pulling the old negativities out of you and letting them transmute in the light of all awareness. Take as long as you need for this to feel completely complete. Feel your way through it. So press pause and then when you're ready. Come back. Great. And now this is completely complete. And that old negativity has been withdrawn absolutely. Just notice what happens when the energy that was previously needed to hold those beliefs in place is released. The energy becomes available to you right now. It took a whole lot of energy and closure to hold on to those unsupportive beliefs. So how is it feeling now to have opened at this level of consciousness, for this release to have taken place, to have access to an unlimited amount of energy authentically available to you, so you can move through life in any direction you choose? Just open with that, just feel that. Feel whatever energy is arising now. Great stuff. And if the mentor were to speak from a place of absolute freedom, what new supportive, empowering, integrative truths or realizations would the mentor suggest? What is it good to remember? What is it really good to know? Let the mentor speak them out. Press pause, hear them all, then come back. Fantastic. And so now just allow the mentor to install these new healthy truths into every cell of the body, repeating them to yourself as the mentor installs them. And you just experience how it feels as the mentor infuses every fiber of your being with these brand new wholesome realizations, drenching you, filling you, renewing all of consciousness with freedom and positivity, making these positive, life-affirming capacities an organic and natural part of your being. Feel them flood right through you. Take as long as you take for it to be absolutely complete. And press pause to allow this to happen, and then when you're ready, you can come back. Great, congratulations. And now if you would, just bring awareness back to the campfire and to those you were speaking with earlier, and ask the mentor what needs to happen here for complete forgiveness to flow in all directions. And then let that happen. Whatever dialogue needs to take place, whatever else needs to be shared or spoken or done at the campfire, take time to let that happen. Ask the mentor for guidance. What needs to happen in order for there to be complete forgiveness here and for it to flow in all directions? Follow the mentor's guidance. Let it happen. When it's complete, come back. Beautiful. And so now go ahead and forgive all those at the campfire, sending them all blessings. Allow them to merge into the fire, which is the infinite source of all life. Then turn to the younger you and say, I promise you'll never have to experience this again. I forgive you for any pain that was caused, and for not always having access to your deepest self, your true authenticity and expression at that time. But now you know that freedom is always here, always available, because it is who you really are. And then hugging the younger you, let the younger you merge into the body of the present you, and to grow up inside you with this forgiveness and absolute authenticity already present. Press pause and let that happen until it's complete, right up to the present moment, and then come back. And then turning to the mentor, thank the mentor with all your heart. And allow spacious awareness to expand in front and vastly behind and open to all sides, basking as an ocean of presence. And having learned what you've learned, having experienced what you've experienced, open into the consciousness of you a day from now. Feel how you're feeling. Breathe how you're breathing. A day from now, how are you feeling? Knowing that the authentic free you is always your own essence. Imagine a situation arising that would have triggered the old patterns of closure or shutdown. Notice how you're handling things now. How are you responding differently to life now? How do you really feel about yourself? What's shifting? What's healing? What's changing? And I see yourself a week from now, opening into that consciousness. Feel how you're feeling. Breathe how you're breathing 1 week from now. How are you feeling? How are you showing up? How are you behaving differently? Imagine some old trigger or catalyst occurring, and just notice how differently do you respond now? What kinds of things are you saying to yourself? How are you speaking and acting differently now? How are you feeling a week from now? Great. Now step into the future a month from now and open into that consciousness. Feel how you're feeling, breathe how you're breathing. Notice, a month from now, how are you feeling? What do you realize about the true nature of emotions, of life, of existence, of your real self? How are you showing up? How is life playing differently through you more enjoyably, more wholesomely, more positively. And how does that make you feel? And now step into the future 6 months down the line, opening into that consciousness, and notice how you're feeling about yourself, about life, about freedom, about who you really are. Notice how you're living life now. What's your deepest realization? What have you realized to be true about your essential self? And how does all this really make you feel 6 months down the line? Wonderful. And now step into the future a whole year from now. And notice in this openness, this authenticity, this fullness of life, this absolute freedom, what's the best that could happen? Having cleared out what you've cleared out, faced what you've faced, allow deep healing to take place, forgiveness to flow. What's the best that could happen in life? And how does that feel? Speak it out. Beautiful. What else? If that happened, what's the best that could happen? And how does that really make you feel? Speak it out. Fantastic. And if that happened, what's the very best that could happen? And how does that feel? Wonderful. And if that happened, then what's the best that could happen? And how does that feel? And keep going. If that happened, then what's the best? And then what's the best? And then what's the best? What's the very best? What's the ultimate best? And how does all that make you feel? Just keep emptying it out. Keep whispering it out. Or speak it loudly if you like. What's the very best that could happen? What's the potential here? With life supporting you, with life carrying you, in freedom, what is the best that could happen? And then what's the best? And then what's the best? If all this happened, what's the ultimate very best that could happen in life? And how does that really make you feel? Beautiful. And so, let the wise and fully authentic you share some words of wisdom on how to be, how to live, giving practical advice on what to do to revel in this freedom. As an inspiring example of all the qualities of infinite awareness, of enlightened presence. Just share it, just speak it out, share it with yourself. Press pause, let it happen. Let the future you give advice to the present you, and then come back. Great, thank you. And now, knowing that time is an illusion and that anything that occurs in consciousness is always present in the present moment, just allow the timeline to come back to present time. And then knowing that you'll only be able to open your eyes as soon as all parts of you are completely integrated and agreed that the realization, the freedom, the clarity, the positivity, the expansion that's here can only grow and deepen over time. And when all parts of you are agreed that this can take place perfectly, naturally, of its own accord, effortlessly and gracefully, then you can softly open your eyes now when you're ready. And take a nice long deep breath in. And let it all the way out. Beautiful work. Please relax and stay open. Let your body and your being integrate here for a while. At least 15 to 30 minutes. Just relax, take it easy, maybe a glass of water. And ultimately, when you're ready, of course, you can join me back in the book with your reading.